Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Taoiseach Simon Harris has said that the GAA should listen to the grassroots. He's reaffirmed his position that on GAGO, saying that Gaelic Games should not be behind a paywall. And some people are sort of baffled by Simon Harris's comments. The timing of them really seems a little late in the season. But is he right? Or is it time to move on, get over it, and just pay to watch some Gaelic games? Conor is with us on the line today. Conor, do you agree with Simon Harris?
Absolutely not at all. I remember one time I was criticising the local GAA about something. My father said to me, do you know, when you criticise the GAA, you criticise yourself. He said, you're a member of this club. You're a member of the GAA. You do something about it and try or whatever, but you really essentially are just picking on people who are working harder than you. And it stuck with me. So I wonder what club Simon is a member of and whether or not he is actually criticising himself here or what is really going on. It's just not something I agree with. It's something I have moved on. As you said, and on the occasions when I need to watch a match, I will pay happily the €12.
Will
for
you,
it.
Conor? Yeah, you've no problem paying the subscription charge.
No, I don't. First of all, I don't. In one sort of way, I don't like it. You know, you would love everything to be free. Who wouldn't? I'd love to stick on RTE with my dodgy aerial and get everything for free, but it just simply doesn't work like that. The GAA need to. It's like the analogy I have is our local club. You know, you pay £5 in to watch the senior men play. You pay £1 for your halftime draw. You get something in the tuck shop. The guys add that all up together and it buys one bag of grass. Feed. You know, that's just the reality of it. You need money to come in. You need it to come in order to survive. They're not robbing people. Paying €12 for a game that you will not get to see on TV or that you cannot go and see or you would have to travel to Thurles or something like that is ridiculous. And to pay €12 to sit for your whole family and watch that game that you want to watch, oh my God, I think it's great.
Yeah, you're getting something in return. There's value for money in it in your eyes. What about you? Go on ahead, Conor.
No, I just mean, as well as that, the diaspora is something to consider. You know, our global GAA sort of members and fans and people who love the GAA. And I think that the more money that goes into the GAA, the better. I think they're a whiter than white organisation. No one at the top or no one in Croke Park, even though we call them the suits and we slag them off, they're not stealing money off us.
Yeah.
There's no corruption or anything like that. It's all going back into the clubs
so
and back into the stadium.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my opinion.
Yeah, fair enough. What about you, Mortimer? Mortimer Murphy is a sports journalist. I know a Kerry fan as well. Look, there's often a lot of criticism around the GAGO subscriptions and paying to watch games behind the paywall, but you see some of the positives as well, Mortimer.
Yeah, I think that our Taoiseach is actually not in touch with the grassroots because I think the argument is a bit ridiculous right now. We have never had so many games available to us. It's impossible, obviously, to show all the games. There has to be a commercial element to it. In an ideal world, of course, we would see all the games for free, but that's not possible. And if you look at it, it takes money to produce the content that you get. It's the product that I worry about. The only crib I have with GAA Go is the fact that in certain areas, in rural areas, particularly here in Kerry, you can't get adequate broadband or Wi-Fi.
Which is a separate issue, but it makes it pointless if you have GAGO.
You see, the problem is that unlike Sky, which is a satellite system that came through, a satellite system, this comes through the internet. So if you haven't internet, you don't have GAA Go. And you pay for the product. I think the other problem is that, and the GAA get criticised for this, and maybe rightly so, I think the young people need to see our stars, though. And a game like, say, Limerick and Cork and the hurling this year that wasn't shown, that was a big mistake. There are certain games, obviously, and Conor mentioned about the diaspora. They need to see it. And if you're from Leitrim or Sligo, with all due respect to them, you're not going to be on the RTE main channel anytime soon. So you have a right to see it. So I think if GAA doesn't do it. It opens up for a private enterprise like Clubber or Stream Sport or somebody to take it and do a job on it. But look, people are talking out of two sides of their mouth. Some of these people have the dodgy box where they can get the whole thing for 100 a year or 150 or whatever it costs. And more of them are actually paying huge subscriptions to Sky.
For Premier League matches.
Premiership coverage.
Completely.
Yeah, and they complain. I would advise them to stay one night at home from the pub on a Saturday night and you've got your GAA subscription covered.
You have it all there. Do you agree with that, Liam Brazel? Stay with us, Mortimer, for a few moments if you don't mind. It's 1800 453 106. Liam Brazel is from Kilrossenty GAA in Waterford. What's your thoughts, Liam?
Good afternoon, Andrew. Yeah, look, I would agree there with Les Beaker there, because look at the biggest problem that we have in rural parts is the broadband, and we can't get the go. And like, it's very hard on elderly people that were the men that people made the GAA for years there. And when the big game comes there, like the Cork and Limerick game there, and there are a lot of big games on this year there, and they weren't shown on RTE. Like if the GAA want to promote the game, because if they don't start promoting the game strongly, we're going to lose out with our grassroots there and the people that we want coming forward, the youth coming forward. Like, they need to see our stars of the future. And the only way they want to see them right is on the RTE. Because, look, if you're in rural parts of the country where I am living in, like, there's times you can't get to go because it's coming on and off and on and off, and it just would baffle you at times that you'd rather turn it off and listen to it on the back on the radio. Because I think the GAA will have to come up with something with RT there. Like, if we're paying they'll pay a license there, and we all know that at the moment there are problems with RT there with license and getting things on. And I think the GAA will have to make some kind of deal with RT through the license for us to watch all the good games on RT television, because I think if we want to promote the game, we have to do this. Because if we don't, we're going to lose out with the youth coming up. Like, they have to see our stay up.
Yeah.
You know?
But at this stage, though, of the season, the championship matches now anyway will be on free-to-air television this weekend.
I know, but like, if we want to start for next year, and we'll have to start now.
Yeah.
And
that's the thing. You're not talking about this year at all.
There's no point waiting until next July doing this or next, because now we're championship brought forward. Like at the moment, like, what we are doing is we're promoting, like, the GAA want us to stop promoting pubs and drinks and jerseys, but we are promoting the pubs at the moment because we are sending people into our pubs at the weekend to watch these matches that we can't watch on our own television at home in our own home.
Okay. What about you, Pat? Pat is in Mullingar. It's Simon Harris who's sort of, you know, reopened this whole debate about GAA. Do you agree with him, the games?
Yeah, well, you shouldn't have to pay a special rate for to watch a game that you should be able to see on television. Just take Dublin and Galway last week. It just happened I would have been interested in watching it. And it was a close game and it wasn't televised. But next day, the other quarterfinals were free to hear. So, like, you pick one and you pick the other and you leave one out. Where are you going? If you're living up in the mountains and you're expecting the game to be on and it's not on, well, you don't see it then.
That's the big criticism, though, isn't it? It's the selection. Yes. It's the how do you pick what game goes behind the paywall. But you have to have some good games behind the paywall as well. You can't have all of the lower division games just behind it.
Yeah, well, like, there's enough stations on RTE to cover all the stations. You have TG Cahir, you have Channel 2, you have lots of channels in the Dáil. We'll say the Dáil channel or some of that's not working at the weekend.
Yeah.
Why not? When they're already been taped and when they're already been filmed, why aren't they put on? Some of these stations, they're not short. RTE isn't short of stations.
I wouldn't have thought, Mortimer, you'd know better probably as someone working in the sports field. I wouldn't have thought that RTE would have the capacity to air every game. There's no way they would.
Oh, no, there's not a chance in the wild earthly world. I mean, at the moment, GAA Goal are doing 38 games, 22 Sam Maguire's, 9 Lee McCarthy's, 7 Talton Cups. They also cover the Joe McDonough final. Kerry now and Hurling would be involved in Joe McDonough, and I travel to lots of those games, and they're never televised or anything like it. Talton Cup games wouldn't be televised either. Some of them are on GAA Goal. But you made a point there, I think, when talking to the last caller, about the fact that they have to have some games on GAA Go to make it commercially viable. So I think the problem there is that they make out that schedule very early in the year. But in England, say in the Premiership, Sky, they do it about every 2 months or every 6 weeks.
So would that be a better way of doing this then?
It would, and we should wait till after the leagues are over to see who's playing well, to see the games and watch the draws and see what's coming up. So I think all of that is a factor to come into it. But I mean, you were talking about last weekend and the Saturday games being on GAA Go and the Sunday games being on RT. I mean, like Kerry were playing Derry, and you think that was going to be classic after last year's semi-final win so close. And like by half time and that, and I'm a Kerry supporter, I had lost the will to live, to be honest with you. So the new committee under Jim Gavin, which is another discussion for another day, but that, if that doesn't improve the product, I mean the product, Gaelic football, and make it interesting, you won't have anybody either watching RTE or GAA Go. It won't matter.
It's John there as well. John, do you agree with Mortimer in this? You there, John? Can you hear me okay?
Is it me you're talking?
Yes, John. How are you?
Joe.
Oh, hiya, Joe. How are you? Apologies.
I disagree with the whole concept of GAA Go, because the whole thing is that they're running off the RTE platform as it is. And as one of your callers there rightly pointed out, there's enough channels on RTE to feed all the games in. Two of the most important games this year, one hurling game, one football game, were behind the paywall. Now, I pay a subscription for Sky, a basic subscription, and I pay the TV licence. So why do I have to then pay on top of that another €12 per game to watch a GAA match? there was another caller there. I contribute quite a lot to my local GAA club. Only the other evening, I was at a hurling final, which we won. But again, it was €10 each to get into that game. You know, so If I want to watch, like Dublin Galway, one of the biggest games of the year, one of the biggest upsets of the year, and I'm an expat, as they say,
right,
with Dulce, and you know it was behind the paywall.
Yeah,
I couldn't get to see that till I had to watch the highlights that night.
So you don't think the whole thing should be free? The whole lot should be an RTE
paying,
if you're paying
it's
for
it's actually RTE. It's GAA Go are a subsidiary of RTE, and the RTE Director General said that GAA Go was set up by RTE to run a platform online.
Yeah.
So it's RTE that's running it. So, and I'm paying the TV licence into RTE. So therefore, I should have access into that.
But you wouldn't be able to watch every single game anyway, from a capacity perspective. They wouldn't be able to show every game.
From a capacity perspective, well, the thing is that they are actually recording every game because they're at every game. So if you use your five channels and you're online, like I no problem going online, advertising online, but if you use your five channels and your online channels as well, I still shouldn't have to pay for it because it's RTE, basically. So that if I'm paying my TV license every year, why do I have to pay another subsidiary onto that? Like, I won't pay it on Sky. I'd rather watch Match of the Day and
get the highlights.
To watch the highlights. I wouldn't pay for a soccer match.
I suppose the point is, though, isn't it, Mortimer, a lot of people do, and like it is kind of amazing the number of people getting in touch who'll openly tell you they've dodgy boxes.
It reminds me, Joe reminds me there of, if you read Jamie Carragher, Liverpool and former English international's autobiography, he talks about the Liverpool supporters acting as working class socialists, but at the same time wanting their masters, the club itself, to be capitalists in the amount of, you know, money they spend on big players. And the GAA's are really like that. Listen, GAA is not a subsidiary.
GAA is an amateur sport.
It's not a subsidiary.
Hang on. It is. It is. The Director General said it himself. Right?
It's
a subsidiary of...
GAGO is set up.
It was a joint venture between the two of them.
But it's not a subsidiary of them.
Which is basically a subsidiary. GAGO wouldn't be there only for RTE because it's running off its platform.
And do you honestly believe, Joe, that we should see every game in the country, even if you had the capacity to watch every game every weekend when there is, during the league, there's probably 24 games on every weekend and then during the championship with the groups?
On Saturday, they showed European soccer throughout the whole day on RTE2. European soccer.
Which they have to do.
RTE there to show the quarterfinals. They have
so,
PG
Joe,
car.
you would only have the Irish viewing public watching GAA, hurling and football. You wouldn't have watching soccer, horse racing, boxing, any other sport. Just the Olympics. You just want GAA 24/7 on your television. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, go here. We're not talking
and you don't
about...
want to pay for anything.
Well, I'm not. I do pay for it.
You're paying the TV license.
Paying a TV license.
Yeah, but you're paying to watch Glen Rowe.
I pay for a TV license. What are you talking about? Are you paying a TV license?
Of course I am.
Yeah, so you're paying for it.
Yeah.
Right.
RTE is subsidised by the taxpayer as well. So RTE is subsidised by the taxpayer.
So you think the whole lot should be free, Joe, is your point on it. I suppose it's kind of moved on from that, though, hasn't it? Like,
They want to run an online platform, that's fine.
Right.
Run your online platform. But you run it if you're talking about the championship and the league final. They should be on for the people who are stuck up in the middle of Kerry, for the people who have no internet, from your quarterfinals on your championship should be on live TV.
Well, and Martin, but to be fair, you did make the point earlier, you think that it should be a little bit later into the season before it's decided what of the, if you want to call them, the bigger games that are actually
shown on
GAGO, which is a fair point.
GAGO is not perfect. There are problems with the reception that, on your TV.
It's a big issue. A lot of listeners telling me that.
That's a huge issue. It's freezes, etc. A huge issue. The other issue is obviously the quality of the games itself. And the other issue then is the games that they... I agree that the likes of Limerick and Cork or a Kerry Dublin game or a Kerry Galway game or a Galway whoever Mayo game, that should be shown. And most of them are. I mean, look, Kerry, we can't complain. We're up in the top table most years. We don't win, obviously, all the time, but we're up there. But the Kerry Loud game in the championship this year wasn't shown on GAGO or RTE. So there are people down here in Kerry very upset about that.
Complaining about that. Yeah, listener just wants to make the point too. Will you please highlight that a lot of the pubs actually don't have GAGO? I know this is a discussion I hear at home an awful lot in Donegal and also issues too around it stalling when it is being played at the corporate rate, I suppose, that it has to be bought for as well. Listener says, just being devil's advocate in all of this, I pay my TV licence and I don't want to see any GA on RTE at all. This texter makes the point that RTE have cameras at every game to record the highlights, so they could easily broadcast some of these games live with no panel or other frills required. Just broadcast the game. Pat in Cork says RTE are getting 160 quid a year compulsory payment from every household in this country, but sure, not everyone's paying it, Pat. So he says they've enough channels to show all the games for our 160 euro. Another listener makes the point, I've no problem paying 12 euro for a match that I can't get to. You can't know what game is going to be good beforehand. Galway Dublin would have been written off as a handy run for the Dubs. Kerry Derry would have been expected to be a good game. There's only so many channels. If the GAA were handing out tenors to everybody, the same lads would be complaining it wasn't 20. This listener says, why do you keep saying that it's 12 quid a match? The annual subscription is great value for the GAGO. It's basically 6 quid a month for a serious amount of games.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.